This is an audio podcast of an introduction to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, taught by Jim Cassidy. Videos of each lesson are available for free online at reformedforum.org.
Question 4 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism has to do with God. Let me read the question. What is God? And here is the answer. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. God is a spirit. Where do we find that in Scripture? It's clearly articulated in Scripture, particularly in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24, where it says, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. What does this mean, that God is spirit? To use the language of the Westminster Children's Catechism, God doesn't have a body like we do. He is pure spirit. He does not have parts. He is not composed of physical or material things. He is invisible to the eye. And then it goes on and it gives three attributes of God who is spirit as being infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. This is what theologians call the incommunicable attributes of God. The reason why we call it the incommunicable attributes of God is because these are attributes that God alone has and we do not. As creatures, we are time-bound. We are temporal. God, as the creator of all things, transcends time and therefore he is eternal. As created beings, we are limited. So, for instance, we can't be at all places at all times. We are finite beings. But God is infinite. He has no constrictions. He has no limits to where he can be or when he can be at a certain place at a certain time. We can only be at one place at one time. God can be at all places, and God is at all places at all times. God is also unchangeable. The other word that we use to describe that doctrine is immutable. That is to say, God doesn't change. There is no shadow of changing within God. God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so the scriptures are very clear about this, particularly as it says in the book of James, that there is no shadow of turning with God. There is no change with him at all. Now, the rest of the attributes that are explained within the Shorter Catechism answer, number 4, has to do with what we call communicable attributes. This has to do with God's being, with his wisdom, and as it says here, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. These are things that we also, as creatures, have. We don't have them the same way that God has them. God has them as the perfect, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable creator. But ours are like his in the sense that we are made in the image and likeness of God. There are some things that we have, we say analogically to God. God has being, and he has wisdom, justice, goodness, and truth infinitely, eternally, and unchangeably. But we have those things in a finite way. We have those things as creatures. We have them in a temporal way and in a mutable way. Whereas God never changes, we are always changing. God's being is perfect. It never changes. But our being is always becoming. It is always becoming something new, something different, every moment of every day. And so those attributes are things that we share with God, that we have like how God has them, but we have them in a creaturely way, whereas God possesses them in a holy, perfect creator way. Now, let's talk a little bit about these attributes particularly. We talk about what is described here as the wisdom of God. Where does the Bible teach us about the wisdom of God? It's very clear. It teaches us this in Psalm 104, verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom, have you made them all? And we have other scriptures such as Romans chapter 11, verses 33 and 34. Oh, the depths of the riches of both the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable or inscrutable are your judgments and your ways past finding out. His wisdom is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. They are unsearchable by us. That wisdom is unsearchable by us. Also, we might speak about his holiness. What does it mean to say that God is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his holiness? It means that he is forever in the heavens, separate and apart from sin or corruption or anything that is filled with rebellion or darkness, as we might experience those things here on earth. So God has all of these things perfectly. We have them in a way that is mutable. Those things can become corrupt. Now, when God created Adam in the very beginning, and he created Adam in his image and likeness, Adam was created with things like this, with wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And it was good at that time. All of those things were good, but they were mutable. They could change, and they did change. For when Adam sinned and he rebelled against God, he became corrupt. Adam became corrupt in his being. And so his goodness became corrupt and totally depraved. His justice and his wisdom also became corrupt and totally depraved when he fell. But God's wisdom, God's goodness, God's justice, his holiness are completely immutable, unchangeable. They cannot become corrupt. God is forever holy, and he is forever just. He is forever good, and there is nothing that can change those attributes of God. He has them perfectly and forever, eternally, within himself.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Reformed Academy. All of our courses are available in video, online, entirely for free at reformedforum.org. And we also include Spanish and Chinese subtitles. But we are only able to do this with your support. And so if you are excited about this theology and want to enable people around the world to watch and listen to these free resources, please visit reformedforum.org/donate to provide your support.